So the cover story for Life and Style Weekly this week, the magazine spoke with some of Hollywood's biggest divorce lawyers, and some of the tales that they had to tell were quite interesting. We'll hear about a few of them now as we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly senior news editor Jordy Lippe on Ralphie Tonight. All right, so Jordy, you spoke with some of these big attorneys. What were they dishing to the magazine?
There are some of the craziest stories I've ever heard. You know Hollywood loves drama, so when it comes to their divorces, obviously they're going to be dramatic. We are told that Blake's ex-wife put her wedding dress up on eBay after they split for a measly $700.
Wow, that's all. I can't believe that's all it sold for.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. I guess it wasn't that cute. Who knows?
No.
But in Mark and J-Lo divorce, which was obviously a very pricey one, apparently Mark still pays for J-Lo's travel for her and the kids to come see him wherever he is, and pays for the security as well. And it's not like J-Lo needs the help, but apparently she gets more child support than any of his other exes.
That's interesting, because you would think that she was the breadwinner in that relationship and that he would be the one getting the support.
I know, but apparently he said he's being quite the gentleman and picking up the tab.
Well, you can read more about what the biggest divorce attorneys in Hollywood had to say to Life and Style Weekly in the magazine's latest edition. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe here on Ralphie Tonight. All right, so we've been talking about Chris Martin now. He's dating Jennifer Lawrence. What does Chris Martin's ex, Gwyneth Paltrow, think of all this, Jordy?
Sources are telling us that Gwyneth isn't exactly happy about this situation. Obviously, it seems like Jennifer Lawrence is like the complete opposite of Gwyneth Paltrow. So clearly, Chris Martin wasn't into Gwyneth Paltrow for very long if he's into someone like Jennifer Lawrence. But she's not happy that Jennifer is spending nights at the Malibu house, that she's traveling with him, and that they're heating up so quickly, and that she's worried she's going to be introduced to the kids sooner rather than later.
Yeah, she's been going to these Coldplay shows as well. We'll see how that progresses. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippe. Britney Spears is single. Her ex, will he be seeing Britney live anytime soon, Jordy?
Yeah, I don't think so. She doesn't want her ex-boyfriend David Lucado anywhere near her, even if he pays to go and see her show. She apparently has security trolling all over the venue to make sure that David comes nowhere near her, her show, her family, her fans. She cut him out of her life just like that.
It's sad if she's actually got to worry about him showing up to one of the shows, because unless you're psycho or crazy, why would you do that?
Apparently he's trying to get her back.
He
wants to get back with Britney, but her dad made it very clear, and everyone with Britney works knows that David is the last person that needs to be around Britney right at this time.
That's still a psycho way to go about it, but I guess I could kind of see why she would feel the need to do that now. Well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior news editor Jordy Lippe, have a great weekend.
You too.